Howdy, folks. Welcome to another episode of I Hope This Doesn't Suck. Today, I got a couple things on my mind that I just wanted to share with you guys. So strap in and let's go on a little journey, right? So recently, I talked to a potential client that I'm really, really excited about. Something that I've never done before. And it's not something I've never done before because it's still video work. And obviously I've done video work, but it's video work of something that I've never like shot video of. And it's something that I'm like pretty excited to shoot, being that it's, you know, one of the hobbies that I've gotten into is audio work, you know, with this podcast or just with making videos sound better. You know, it's still something that I'm definitely excited about, but what ends up happening anytime that I get a new client or new work or anything like that, whether it be a photo shoot, a video shoot, like multiple different things, I get nervous, right? And I think that that's a natural response. I think that when you have a new and exciting opportunity, it's just natural to get nervous over something like that. You know, being that this client could potentially be the biggest client that I've worked with yet, all I can think is, what if I don't do good enough? You know, what if the meeting that I have with them goes terribly and they just decide, nope, you know what, I'm good, and all this kind of stuff, right? And it's just really interesting that your mind really becomes your worst enemy, like a lot of the time. Because I'm comfortable, right? I know that I have the skill set to make a solid or even, you know, a good work for people like this. But it's that fear that just keeps showing back up. And it's a harder thing to, I'd say, I don't know. It's a harder thing to get by, right? Because, you know, you look at your past work and you're like, oh, you know, like that came out okay. But every time that I've gone into one of these shoots or one of these meetings with any potential client or anything like that, it always is this nerve-wracking experience. When I was shooting the videos for the CBD Boutique, I don't know if you saw those. If you didn't, go look at their Instagram or I'll post them so you guys can see them. I went in there kind of like, shit. I don't know if I'm going to make this good or if this is going to be a total shit show. And the whole experience there was a little odd, a little off-putting, and it all just kind of like started spiraling, right? But I feel as though those videos are some of like the best product work that I've done, like ever. I've only done like a little bit of product work, you know, mainly for my other work, like for my other work, my other job, my main job, but it's, you know, it's that feeling. I feel like it's a good thing and a bad thing, right? It's like a blessing in disguise, because what ends up happening is you have these expectations of failure, right? Like, I've always described it as like when you get a new tattoo. Say you haven't gotten tattooed for, you know, maybe you've never gotten a tattoo, so you have no idea what it feels like. And you talk to people about getting tattoos and they're like, oh man, it hurts. Or they're like, you know, it's not as bad as you think. I tend to lean more on like the, yeah, no, it fucking hurts side, simply for this reason. And I don't know if this helps everybody, but it absolutely helps me. When I first got my first tattoo, it's a stormtrooper on the side of my leg. I was not paralyzed with fear, but I was scared. Right? Because my mom and my sister were both like, wow, dude, you're doing your leg like right away. Holy shit, that's going to hurt so badly. And I was like, whoa, really? Like, fuck, what am I going to do? So I get there and I'm just sweating bullets, nervous. But I think that, you know, I'll continue. Sweating bullets, I'm super nervous. But Jason, who still tattoos me to this day, was like, yeah, I mean, you know, if it hurts, it hurts, but, you know, we'll get through it. And I was like, all right. So he's like, you ready to start? And it's that like that initial like, you ready to start? Where it's like, but he started and I was like, wait, did you actually start or are you fucking with me? And he was like, yeah, no, we're going. And like, you can see right now I am putting the ink on your skin. But I think that the whole reason behind that becoming like this very, very mellow process of like, this doesn't really suck at all, is because I built up this fear behind it, this like terror that I was going to be in the most immense amount of pain because of this tattoo. You know, like I'm sitting there like, oh man, this is going to hurt so fucking bad. But in the end, it hardly hurt at all. Either, obviously, every tattoo has a certain level of pain, but I think it's because my mom and my sister inadvertently like brought fear onto me, right? Like I thought it was going to be an experience of like, I don't know if I can sit through this, you know? But I think that that same sort of idea can be placed into any sort of creative work as well, or any sort of personal work that you're doing. And it can be very positive. It can be a very positive experience because what happens is you go in with this low expectation of yourself and you say, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this very well. And when you start doing it, you surprise yourself. You say, wow, you know what? Actually, I did okay. And we're all our own worst enemies. I'm not saying not to be a critic of yourself or anything like that, but you may find yourself saying like, wow, this is actually going much smoother than I thought. And that just makes that whole process so much better. And I don't want to like necessarily like say like go into everything with like a horrible expectation, like everything is going to like fall to shit. But if it's a situation that you're already extra nervous about, make it worse for yourself. Make it a feeling of like, holy shit, dude, like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this. Obviously, don't paralyze yourself with fear and like force yourself to stop. But also keep in mind that your worst case scenario is probably not going to happen, right? But if you have that worst case scenario in your head of like, I'm going to fuck this up, it usually helps for me because at the end of the day, I don't end up fucking it up. But yeah, I just, that's something that was on my mind. And I wonder, like, does that plague you as well? Like, is that something that you find yourself having trouble with? You know, because you only see people's work. You don't see their process. And that's, I guess, just part of my process of the whole thing, you know? And, you know, like I said, whether it comes to photo, video, or apparently even getting tattooed, that's what I do. And it usually ends up making me feel better when the whole thing is done because I know that it went well. But super stoked for that meeting tomorrow. Either way, nervous, but stoked. Now, there, to switch gears here, I have Red Dead Redemption 2. I do. It's sitting in the room right now, kind of taunting me, right? Because everybody that I know who plays it has already finished it, which makes perfect sense. And I have probably played it a total of maybe 5 times now. Now, that's not any fault of the games. It's fault of mine, right? It's I haven't given myself the time to play Red Dead Redemption 2. And I know it's a fucking stellar game. From what I've played, I absolutely love Red Dead Redemption 2. It is a total fucking crazy jaunt of a time, and everybody loves it. And, you know, now Red Dead Online is out, and it's just this beautiful, like, everything about it is just so fantastic and realistic and still somehow fantastical. It's just, it's wild, right? And I love everything about Red Dead 2. As of right now, that game is absolutely a 10 and probably game of the year for me. Now, that being said, I haven't given myself enough time to play the fucking thing. Like, I want to. I really do. I really want to. Like, I'm like, yeah, let's play some fucking Red Dead, dude. Like, oh, every single day I think about it, like, I'm going to play, maybe I'll play some Red Dead tonight. You know, maybe I don't need to finish watching Portlandia for the second time. I'm going to play some Red Dead. But after the day, you know, maybe I'm tired from work, or maybe I'm working on this, or maybe I'm doing some photo or video stuff. And, you know, when you really like doing something, like, for instance, I really, really like doing photo and video. Like, I actually really enjoy it. It doesn't feel like work. Even when it's like for a client, it doesn't feel like work. So it's like you find yourself choosing these things as a leisurely activity over, say, an actual leisurely activity, which is playing a fucking video game that you've been waiting for years, the successor to one of your all-time favorite fucking video games. But you, for me, I find myself in the office working on something. You know, this podcast went by the wayside for the same fucking reason. Because I would focus so much more on like these other creative avenues. And I don't think that that's a bad thing. But I mean, maybe if, you know, if it's for, it's a bad thing for the gamer lifestyle, right? Like a lot of people are like, well, you should just stream, man. Like just stream it. You've got the mic. Let just do it. Like fucking do it, man. Stream. Get out there. Fucking stream that shit. And to me, I don't see any reason that anyone would be like, yeah, I'm going to go watch his stream. Like, for instance, I have a friend named Aaron, great dude, but he's always said, hey, dude, you should do your podcast live on Twitch. And for me, that's just like a whole new avenue that I've never even thought about exploring. Like a live podcast? I don't know, man. It sounds odd. And it's like, maybe if I had some listeners who were like, hey, I would totally watch your live stream of that podcast, maybe I'd do it. You know, because like then it can be like, you know, oh, like a little bit of audience interaction. But like at the end of the day, whenever I'm doing this podcast, the whole reason it's called I Hope This Doesn't Suck is because I'm kind of fucking winging it here. You know, occasionally I'll write down a note or two so I don't forget that one specific thought in my head. But it's really like a very, very like fly by the seat of your pants and fucking rock it out, man. Like, I don't know. But anyway, so back to Red Dead. I'm gonna play it. In fact, I think what I'm gonna do after this podcast, after this one, I'm going to just at least put it in the Xbox. Hasn't been in there because I end up, you know, watching a Blu-ray movie or so. Oh my God, I sound like a fucking 80-year-old. Watching a Blu-ray movie so I can get enjoyment from the newfangled what am I doing? Anyway, I'm going to put in the Xbox. I'm going to start playing the shit out of it. It's going to be awesome. I'm going to see that ending finally. And then all those spoilers that I have and haven't seen from Instagram, like very, very like mellow, like, ooh, this thing happens, but it's like not really something that, you know, something like along those lines, won't ruin it for me anymore. And then I also want to play God of War. Like I see this like fucking meme and it says like, boy. Or boy, 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 boy. Sorry. The monitoring in this, it's interesting because I hear like the weirdest boy. Anyway, back to being on task. So kind of like last and final thought is my father-in-law, my wife's dad, bought us a fucking sweet-ass tent for Christmas this year. It holds 11 people, 10 people maybe, I don't know. It's a huge tent and it got me really excited because in 2019 something I really want to do a lot more of is kind of like, I'm trying to think of how to say this without sounding just like way over the top, but is enjoy nature. Right, like actually go outside and go on hikes and see the forests around me and like maybe go to like the hot springs and the Jemez or something like stuff that I've honestly never done, even though I've lived here as long as I have, like stuff like that. Like, I haven't gone camping since I was in the, like, Cub Scouts. And my dad was like, we're going to go camping because that's part of, like, the whole Cub Scout thing. And, you know, maybe go do some fishing and stuff like that. So I'm really excited. And I feel like that kind of, like, kickstarted it. But the whole thing with that is, like, I really want to do some more hiking this year. I want to go camping this year. And I want to fucking take pictures of it all. Right? Because I really love taking pictures of, like, mountains, landscapes, nature. Maybe not so much nature. I have a hard time kind of deciphering what nature photography is compared to, say, like, landscape photography, because I feel like there is a distinction there. Nature to me is maybe more like plants, animals, including birds. But landscape is more of like, get this big, beautiful, like, vista ahead of you. And maybe do a little bit of nature, but really I'm more focused on doing landscape. Like, I went and took John on a hike. We got some awesome photos, posted those to the Instagram. I'm going to post another one tomorrow. Tomorrow being, hold on, 1/10/2019. This should be up by then. And I just got really inspired. And I got really excited because I know that my son now would like to go do hikes and stuff with me. Which is even cooler because then it's just something else that we can, like, bond over. Like, we can go, like, enjoy nature together and stuff like that. And then my wife as well. Like, we can all go on hikes and just have, like, a good grand old time. But I feel like, you know, that the tent thing is definitely going to kickstart that, because now it's kind of like, when you don't have something, you're like, well, maybe, you know, I would like to go camping, but, you know, I don't have a tent. But now we have a tent. So it's kind of hard to be like, well, I want to go camping, but I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, now we've got the tent, we can go camping, we can rock it out, and we can just fucking do it, man. You know, I was thinking about earlier today, the thought that ran through my head was, Nike is not for procrastinators. Now, what does that mean, right? Because Nike's motto is just do it. And procrastinators' mottos are, I will do it right before I need to actually finish doing it. And I think that somewhere in between there, the Nike motto does become the motto of the procrastinator. Because the procrastinator, though they may not want to do it, at the end of the day, if it's for work, if it's for school, if it's for a client, they just do it. And that's where I'm going to call it for the night, folks. Thank you so much again for listening to this episode. If you dug it, tell some friends, maybe subscribe, you know, share the Spotify page around. I've been doing it via sharing it on my Instagram stories. If you found it on there, let me know. Let me know what you think of the actual podcast. I love hearing what you guys have to say. And if you're listening during the daytime or the nighttime, I hope it's a great time. And, well, that's it.